Hello everybody, and welcome to the Going It Alone podcast. Today we're going to be talking about growing alone and the pain that can come from that and the isolation that you might feel from going what you're used to towards a better life for yourself. Maybe it's a new job, leaving a toxic situation at home, or you might just be wanting to make a change within yourself with your health, your fitness. And so I want to remind you that it's okay to feel alone right now because you're at the brink of so much change. And when everything is changing around you, there's a lot of uncertainty because it might not be something that you've tried before, or alternatively, you might have tried to leave a situation or improve yourself or get away from the negativity before and it didn't work out. But remember that if nothing changes, nothing changes. And this podcast episode today is just going to be talking a bit about how you can stay strong in yourself and use that time where you feel isolated or alone to really think about what you want from life and the changes that you want to see within yourself. And remember that it's meant to be hard because you're leaving everything that you know. You might be leaving situations where you've had support before and maybe that support isn't there for you for this decision. Maybe people disagree with the choices that you're making. Maybe you're in a toxic situation where people didn't want to see you grow. But remember that the choice to grow is a big, big decision to make, and it shows so much self-awareness to even want to start that path. And a lot of us feel isolated in that because maybe we haven't had people in our lives that have actually gone and tread the paths that we have. And maybe, you know, we feel like we don't have enough in us to be able to do it. I've struggled a lot with this over the years with different situations. So leaving an abusive situation at home, that was a big challenge for me. And I've also overcome other changes, such as leaving friendship situations that were not beneficial to me, recognizing toxic behaviors in myself surrounding food, eating, and the abusive substances as well. And I think a lot of the doubt comes from low self-esteem and not really advocating for yourself or not knowing how to advocate for yourself. I know that particularly when I was growing up in a very abusive situation, I thought that it was what everybody experienced. And even though I knew I wasn't happy, I didn't know that I could have better or that I deserved better. And it did used to make me feel trapped, made me feel very alone. And I almost didn't really see a way out that was viable. And I finally got the opportunity to go to university, and for me, that was a big turning point because I left a very abusive situation. I'd experienced a lot of traumas that stemmed from the abusive situation, thinking that some behaviour was normal. And really, stepping away from that took a lot of courage, and I had a lot of people telling me that it was the wrong decision to make, that I was being selfish, that I thought that I was better than other people because I wanted a different life than the lives that the people around me had. And it's not the case at all. Actually, it's good to advocate for yourself and to want something different. And I think that when we haven't had that representation and it hasn't seemed accessible to us, it can seem that, you know, you think that you're better than other people. You know, some people might think that, and some people might think, you know, how does she think that she is deserving of this, or he is deserving of this, or they are deserving of this? And everyone is deserving of what they want. And I think when you know what you want and you know that you're not happy and you want to make a change to make you better, make you a happier person, that's not selfish. That's you putting yourself first and prioritizing yourself, and it's not something that people do enough. And you have to advocate for yourself because everybody is out for themselves. And at the stem of things, people will only do things if it benefits them, typically. So you have to be your biggest fan. You have to believe in yourself and you have to advocate for change, because who else will? And that's something that I realized in myself. And even though I had a lot of financial disadvantages and social disadvantages from leaving a situation like that and coming to university and not really having the same kind of support that a lot of my peers had, it really helped me recognize and address all of the things that I'd actually overcome to be in the position that I'm in. And this is something that I'm still learning. This is not, you know, me coming to you as a healed person. This is me, you know, who very much still struggles, and I still realize stuff about the situations I've been in, and I'm still learning about how trauma has actually impacted me and how I can actually start to think for myself. And one of the things that actually is benefiting me now is realizing that I wanted to start making a change and helping people who have been through things that I've been through. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm making a podcast, because when I was alone, when I was going through things alone, when I didn't have support, I literally could have done anything to have somebody be there for me. And I might not be there for you, holding your hand and physically supporting you through this, but know that I am here for you. And I will create now a social media where you can reach out to me, you can speak to me, because I think it's so important to feel represented and to feel like you're not going through this alone. And as cliched as that sounds, when you're going through it, you do feel alone, because your ideas and your who you actually are intrinsically doesn't seem to fit in the life that you're in at the time. And that's because that life doesn't serve you, and the people around you might not serve you, and your behaviours, perhaps you've got addictions, or you are very destructive in yourself, or you just don't prioritise yourself. Maybe, you know, you spend all of your time thinking about other people. You just think about surviving because you're in a job that doesn't pay you enough. There are so many elements that can come into it, but I want you to know that when you are feeling that you're alone in this, you're not, because there are so many people who are actually experiencing what you're going through around the world. And I'm so grateful for the internet, because it can connect all of us and it can make us feel less alone. And even though, you know, in our own lives, in our own paths, in our own journeys, yes, we are going it alone on a bigger scale, just remember that other people have been through what you're going through, or they might have gone through something similar, and you're cared for and supported and loved here. And you might not be in your daily life, but you are here. And I want you to know that whenever you listen to this podcast, you're safe. And I want you to take care of yourself. Make sure that you're drinking enough water, you're eating enough food, you're resting. And this is your reminder, actually, if you haven't got a glass of water or a hot drink or some food next to you, if you feel like it, go and grab some. You can press pause, run, get something to eat or drink. Just make sure that you're in a safe, comfortable environment and that you can listen and take care of yourself and think about your needs. So going back to the theme of growing alone, I know that for me, having a lack of representation and not really having a support group made me struggle. And I think that often we don't really want to talk because we're not even sure what we're actually thinking and feeling at the time. And, you know, a lot of people say write journals. And for me personally, I've got ADHD, and writing a journal and keeping up a journal is just not something I can do. And I think that you can have breakthroughs, or, you know, you can think something one day and then the next day you think something completely different. And progress isn't linear. You know, you might decide to make a change in your life one day, like stopping smoking, or you want to work to get to university or change your job or beat addiction, but it's not that simple because, you know, you've got so many other factors. Your mood might change, you might get cravings, or, you know, you might fall back into the pattern that you're used to because it feels familiar to you. And something that really helped me was trying to really sit back and spend time alone and actually think about what it was that I wanted from life. And I know that's a really, really abstract thing to consider, but how did I want to feel? Where did I want to be? Where did I see myself? These were the things that I kind of was thinking about. And at the very base element, I wanted to feel safe. I wanted to feel stable. And I wanted an environment that I could control, because for so long, I was in an environment that controlled me and I didn't have any agency. And I think that really stripping down to how you want to feel, who you want to have around you potentially, where you want to be, perhaps it's, you know, how much you want to make. All of these things, although they seem abstract when you consider the bigger picture, they're all very actionable. And, you know, when you think about how they would impact you day to day, you can start to imagine it. And you can start to picture the life that you want for yourself. And from that, you know, thinking about your needs and your thoughts and your feelings, that's when, you know, you can start thinking about the bigger issues, like, okay, I want to feel this, I want to be here, so what steps can I put in place to make sure that that can happen? So perhaps you want to live by the sea, and you want to because it makes you feel calm and it makes you feel safe. Perhaps, you know, being by water relaxes you, or you maybe love to draw and it gives you inspiration. There are so many reasons. So once you've identified that, you know, the thoughts and the feelings, you can think, well, what can I do to get there? And obviously there are physical barriers, there are financial barriers, social barriers, like, you know, thinking about how will I pay rent? How will I pay for a living? You know, like, do I need to get a job? Do I need to get two jobs? Do I, you know, want to live with people that I don't know? Do I want a place of my own? These are all things that you can start to think about. And if you're listening to this, you're probably already on a journey and you already know what you want. And I want you to keep that in mind and remember that you've already done the hard work because you've identified that you want to make a change and you want to get support, or maybe you just want a bit of comfort by listening to this. And I'm here to give you that comfort and that support and tell you what the people around you should be telling you, because when you haven't got the right support structure, it can be really hard to feel like you deserve doing the things that you want to do, and it can be really hard to advocate for yourself because you might feel stuck, or you might feel isolated, you might feel alone. And I think there's a lot of comfort in staying the same, and, you know, even if you're unhappy, it's a familiarity, and I definitely struggle with that a lot. And, you know, making changes is really, really scary. I want you to know as well, I'm not an expert, and you know, I might be coming and speaking to you about my own individual experiences. I have no idea what you're going through, and I can try and understand, you know, I can try and give advice, but only you know your situation. So once you've thought really about your needs and how you can meet those needs, you can then start thinking about, you know, the things that'll make you thrive. And once you've got your basic needs met, you know how to pay the bills, you know where you're going to be logistically, that's when you can start putting other things into place. And, you know, thinking about social situations, maybe you want to open yourself up to new healthy friendships, relationships, because you might feel really isolated where you are right now, either in physical, like, proximity, or you know, in the life stage that you're at, nobody's really meeting that, you know, at the same time as you. And I think that it can be really, really easy to people please, and it can be really, really easy to project yourself as somebody that perhaps you're not, because the types of people that are around you at the time, they might, you know, have those interests, or they might have those physical or, you know, traits within their personalities, and you want to emulate that because you want to feel seen and you want to feel accepted. And that's completely normal. I've done that so much throughout my life, because I think a big way for me to feel less alone and to feel safe was to just acclimatize, and as humans that's what we naturally do. But there's a lot of strength that comes with standing by yourself and really being comfortable with who you are. And it might be your sexuality, it might be your interests, it might be your job. It can be really, really scary to say, right, this is who I am, and yeah, okay, maybe you don't understand me, but I hope that someday somebody will, and somebody will, believe me. Because when I wasn't being authentic to myself, I could feel it in myself. I was not happy. I was kind of stuck in a lot of situations where I was meeting a lot of the same people in different bodies, you know, people that were teaching me lessons, but I wasn't ready to hear the lesson. So, you know, I would just be in very kind of codependent situations and friendships and relationships. I would attract people who didn't know themselves as well, because I didn't really, I thought I knew myself, but I didn't, because I never really had an identity outside of the struggles that I'd faced, and a lot of things I hadn't, you know, looked in at myself with, or you know, I'd tried to, but I was very confused and didn't really know who I was and what my place was, and you know, I would assign myself an identity because I thought, right, well, you know, maybe I want to go into this job, so this is what a professional person looks like in this job. This is, you know, these are the types of interests that they have, and that's who I'm going to become. And there's a lot of internalized capitalism that can come in that as well, because, you know, you want to secure a job or you want to secure a future, and then you think that you have to mold yourself into that, but you don't. And so after a lot of years of not being true to myself and trying to basically fit the box of who I thought I should be, I then started to realize that it wasn't sustainable, because yeah, I could keep it up in social situations and you know, in the things I was trying to achieve in my life for a short time, but then I kept having burnouts all the time. I kept having to isolate myself. I kept having to put myself in, basically I would just lock myself away, and I couldn't think straight. I didn't have enjoyment in anything. I really didn't want to socialize sometimes. I would have like situations where I would absolutely love the people that I was surrounded by, and then other days I would feel indifferent or even really, really dislike some of their characteristics. And it was just because I was letting people choose me, I wasn't choosing people. and I wasn't healthy, and then I was attracting unhealthy people. And, you know, once I started to realize that, I started to spend a lot more time alone. And instead of then, you know, choosing to see people out of necessity or feeling less alone or, you know, wanting acceptance or popularity or, you know, all of these things that are very human, very normal, I then, you know, started to think, well, what are my interests? And are they mine because of XYZ person? Are they mine because I think I should have those traits? Or are they mine because that's how I truly feel and what I'm truly interested in? And this is really difficult because if you've socialized yourself to have interests that you don't have, or you've socialized yourself to meet the expectations of people or potential employers, just, you know, things that aren't authentic to you, it can be really, really hard to find your way back or to even find yourself, you know, being authentic at all. And I looked back to my childhood and I looked at the types of things that I enjoyed then, and that was a really good way for me to start to figure out who I am and who I was before I let things impact me with trauma or jobs, you know, before I had all of the things, you know, that I had to think about with finances and stuff. And even though obviously I've changed a lot as a person, it was a really good way to, you know, jump off and start to figure myself out. And I think a lot of confidence comes with that. And spending time alone, I always thought was a bit of a punishment. Whenever I was isolated when I was younger, it was because of being put into isolation, having, you know, my needs taken away with food or love. And it made love and security feel very conditional to me. And so I associated that a lot with isolation. I feared it quite a lot, and I really started to unpack why I felt that way. And then I started to really enjoy spending time alone. And actually, you know, I found quite a lot of enjoyment in it because I could do whatever I wanted. I didn't feel like I had a kind of gaze on me where I had to appear a certain way. I could genuinely explore things that I was interested in. And that confidence then grows because once you know who you are, you then attract the right kind of people. You attract people who are like-minded to you. And you can look up to people as well. And it comes from not a place of envy or a place of unworthiness or feeling that you're not enough. It comes from a place of genuine, you know, connection, because you identify the strengths that you have in yourself with others instead of identifying what you want, you know, and what you want to see in yourself in others. And actually, that's a really kind of lovely thing, and it takes time to make those connections because we spend a lot of time with people out of necessity, either in work, in school, you know, in our families. And you know, we don't choose to be around them. And when you actively start choosing people based on how healthy they are for you and assert boundaries and have them respected, it can be kind of strange because you think, well, wow, like I'm just not used to being able to tell people no. I'm not used to enjoying my time with somebody and then thinking, you know what, I want to leave now. And that was a big thing for me, starting to understand my needs and then assert them. And I'm still in the process of it. I think, you know, nobody is a complete person and we are all striving to be, but we're just constantly growing and developing. It's not something that we should feel. And my voice is going a little bit. I do apologize. But yeah, it's not something that we should fear. And I see now that feeling of, you know, the growing pains of feeling alone and isolation, I see that as a transition now. And it's you letting go of the past and your past self or the past situation. It's you recognizing that it's not working for you anymore. And yeah, of course, then there's that kind of desire for nothing to change because you see only the good in it. And I always get that when, you know, I start to finish a degree or I start to finish my, you know, education, or, you know, I'm quitting a job or I'm leaving a town. You have that kind of rose-tinted glasses all of a sudden. Same with friendships. And you think, am I really making the right decision here? But trust me, you are. Because if you feel any type of conflict within yourself, you know, something is making you feel like it's not right for you, then listen to that. And remember, you know, things aren't black and white. You can always choose to go back. Not, you know, an abusive situation. I would really recommend that you don't go back to that. But if it's leaving education or it's leaving a town to try somewhere new, you know, you can change that. You can go back to that. The same if you're trying a new diet. There are so many things, you know, that they're not permanent, and society might make you view them as permanent, or you might want to make it a permanent thing. But remember that that pressure is on you because of yourself or because of society, and you have to listen to what's right for you. And if what's right for you is change, listen to it, lean into it. It's like when you're dropping in on a skateboard, you know, you can't just go through the motion and just like have faith in the board. You have to lean in, you have to take the risk, and you have to be active in doing that and, you know, face the fear. And I want you to know that, you know, we're coming to the end of this podcast and it's my first one, and, you know, let me know if you want more. I want you to know you're not alone again, and I'm so proud of you for taking this step. And I want you to know that you might feel alone right now, you might be alone in the situation that you're in, but you've got me. And I'm sure you've got a lot more other people waiting. And just think about your future self looking back at you right now, all the lessons that you're learning right now, all the growth you're making, all of the scary changes that you're making. They're going to be so grateful that you made them. They are going to be looking back and they're going to think, I'm so happy now, and it's because I had that courage. And I'm so safe now because I chose to get out. I chose to break a cycle. And when you've got the doubt, check in with yourself. When you start to feel your behavior maybe spiraling back to what it was, or, you know, spiraling out fear, worrying that you're, you know, inadequate, remember that there are so many people out there, right? They're doing crazy things, earning loads of money, or they're really, really talented at something, and, you know, they might be more talented, or actually, you know, they might just be one pretty average person who had the privilege maybe to work on their skills and the time to work on their skills, or they just had the confidence and they were just like, you know what, F it, I'm just gonna become this person. The first step is taking the leap, and, you know, the first whatever you do might not be great. Say you're releasing a podcast like me, the first one might be absolutely terrible. Or the first book you write might be absolutely terrible. The first flat that you get when you leave an abusive situation might be absolutely terrible. The job you might take might not work out for you. But remember that it's all a part of the path. It's all a part of the journey. And, you know, you might then in 5 years from there think, oh, do you remember that? Like my first flat, or do you remember my first job, or do you remember when I moved across the country and it was like the complete wrong place for me? But you wouldn't have known that. And you know, we're constantly upgrading. And even if, you know, it doesn't look like upgrading in the sense that, you know, you've moved into an ugly place, or, you know, your salary looks dramatically different because you're trying a new job, whatever. It's not permanent, and, you know, it's still growth. It might just, you know, it's just measured in different ways, you know, non-financial ways. It's, you know, it's all about how you feel. And, you know, we never know unless we lean in, okay? And you might feel like you're going it alone, but you're growing with me, and I'm always going to be there. Thank you for listening. Bye.